7.10 The Secret of the Forest. About 10 days before Christmas in 2003, Werner Spies, one of the world's preeminent experts on 20th century art, took the train from Paris to the picturesque port of Sète on the Mediterranean coast. Spies, a specialist in the works of the painter Max Ernst, was coming to look at, and hopefully authenticate, an Ernst painting that had been unknown to him, and thus unknown to the art world until earlier that year. The painting was La Forêt, The Forest, and although it was undated, Spies thought it had been painted in 1927. Ernst produced a number of forest paintings around that time. They are considered among his most important works. Spies had previously authenticated another Ernst work, Oiseau en hiver, which was then sold for 500,000 euros. But the scientific analysis suggested that there was some doubt about La Forêt. It apparently included traces of two pigments, which had generally only been used by artists after 1945. Spies, however, preferred to trust his own judgment, and because La Forêt was not dated, he believed Ernst might have used the pigments at an early experimental stage, but he wanted to look at the painting to make sure. The following morning, Helena Beltracchi picked up Spies and drove him to the beautiful Beltracchi estate. Helena was 45 and a striking woman, intelligent, cultured, animated, with thick blonde hair almost to her waist. Spies had already met her in Paris and knew something of her background. She was German, from near Cologne, and she had inherited an extensive collection of modern art from her grandfather, the industrialist Werner Jaegers. As Helena liked to tell the story, in the 20s and early 30s, her grandfather had been a close friend of Alfred Flecktheim, the most important modern art dealer in Germany, and had bought many paintings from him. After Hitler came to power in 1933, Flecktheim, who was Jewish, fled to London. His galleries were seized and his art collection was sold by the Nazis because the paintings were considered disreputable. But Werner Jaegers managed to hide the paintings he had bought from Flecktheim, including a number of works by Max Ernst, which Helena later inherited. She liked to show potential buyers an old black-and-white photograph of her grandmother, Josephine Jaegers, sitting in the family dining room in an austere black dress, strings of pearls around her neck, with some of the art collection on the wall behind her. Helena was now gradually selling these paintings, to which faded Samlong Flecktheim, Flecktheim collection, labels were attached on the back. The Ernst painting, La Forêt, hung upstairs in the master bedroom. Taking it into the light, Spies was thrilled with what he saw, the intensity of the color, the power of the imagery. Despite the scientific analysis, Spies had no doubt he was holding a genuine, previously unknown Max Ernst in his hands. Following this authentication, a Swiss gallery owner paid Helena and her husband, Wolfgang Beltracchi, 1.7 million euros for the painting in November 2004. He quickly resold La Forêt for a small profit, and in 2006, it was exhibited at the Max Ernst Museum in Brühl, Germany, adding to its value. La Forêt was finally sold later that year for $7 million. From the early 90s onwards, many more paintings made a similar journey from the Beltracchi's lovely home to the walls of the world's top collectors and museums. There was just one little problem.